Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday. It's time for some cheap thrills. And how about some tickets for free? Not just cheap, free. Tickets to Alice in Winterland. It's completely sold out. And all this week, we've been doing this every hour from 6 in the morning till 6 in the evening with Janie. We give you code words. You enter those in for a chance to win a pair of tickets to sold out Alice in Winterland. Sponsored by Macy's. Plus, you'll be qualified to win a meet and greet with One Republic. Alice in Winterland. It's our big holiday party. Stars One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. It's December. It's a week from today. It's Friday, the 13th of December.
My planners are getting upset with me. I need info.
Oh, boy.
My planners are really like, really, when do you got to be there? We got to figure out dinner and we got to figure out what we're doing. I don't know.
Well, we're on it. We're on the case. Either way, we'll meet you there.
We will be there.
No matter
there.
What time we have to be there, we'll see you there.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you win these tickets right now. So here we go. It's sponsored by, it's at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Honic the Hedgehog, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, and Public Market Emeryville. This hour's code word is Oakland. Text the word Oakland, O-A-K-L-A-N-D, to our contest line, 20357, and you're entered to win. That's Oakland to 20357. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Jack's. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose, and their new spot, Cantina Jack's in Pleasant Hill. Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I want to say thanks, Jack's, for being a big sponsor this year. We've really enjoyed working with you.
Jax, we love Jax.
We love Jax. Isn't it?
I love Jax.com.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Ellie.
Ellie.
Is, what am I, 58? I guess she's 78 today.
You know, I use, your mom made me a cookbook. And I still have it. It's in my kitchen and I still use it.
Yeah, that's she made several copies. I also have one. I mean, it makes sense because I'm her daughter.
She made me one special, Sarah. Just let me hold on to that.
Did she make you one special?
Yeah, it was just for me.
Does it have Ellie's lasagna in it and Debbie's white chicken chili?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sure yours is special. Maybe there's some special recipe in there, you know, for deer bologna.
Or squirrel.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
Oh. Happy birthday, Mom. Sorry your present's not getting there till Monday.
What'd you get her?
I made her some stuff, and but I didn't mail it until Wednesday.
You're a terrible daughter.
I am a terrible daughter. I tried to overnight it, and I couldn't figure out how to do it without having to go to the actual post office. So instead, I bought the label for, you know, pretty quick delivery, and it'll be there. Soon, you know, listen, it gives her something to look forward to. You're 78 years old, you know, she's gonna have, like, let's give her things to look forward to, right, Mom? It's great. Okay, Survivor.
Yeah,
that was one of the best episodes of Survivor.
You think so?
I do.
Okay,
I think that was it.
Go on.
Also, will say, as much as that one kid, Andy, is a complete doof, that was all him.
Yep,
he made this, his Operation Italy, he made that happen. And he's immediately going to be voted out because of it. Although I think now they're sort of, he's with these other two and now it's 3-3. He's so volatile though. He'll find a way to blow it.
I feel like the person who got voted out by default because the person they wanted had immunity.
Yep.
And she's the winner. By the way, she's the winner.
Yeah. If she doesn't win, it'll be because she was vulnerable and they took the shot.
They were able to get her.
Right. But she's stacked too. She has all kinds of,
idols.
And she's got an advantage too.
Right. So anyway, with her winning and getting that, the person they went for is almost like that person where you go, oh, she's practically invisible. Mm. She's never had an outburst. She's never had an argument that I saw.
Yep.
No, she was playing a pretty good game, actually.
A really good game.
That's a person who probably did need to be voted out because she was so quietly still there and participating, but just...
And was a thinker. Like in her little diary times, she definitely had some... what seemed to be rational thoughts and clever ways of working things out. But the stunned look on her face.
She got hard.
They were all so confident.
That Andy guy, I don't like to use, it's been explained to me enough that, you know, calling someone crazy is not very nice. And I'm not trying to do, you know, anything to bum anybody out. He's got some serious mental health issues, but he pulled a real move there.
He really did.
You know, Operation Italy was for real.
Yep.
And even they said in the thing, like, even though the person we were after, it still works. We can still do it. It's going to happen. And he made it happen. So
I really thought there's no way that doofus pulls this off. And when he did, I thought, you know what? You got to give it to him. And I did like, they got their letters from home, from family. And I always like the family interaction thing because I picture myself on that. Like, I think Genevieve is like totally bawling her eyes out as she's reading the letter, like maybe from her dad or something. And I look over at John. I'm like, I would also, if I was ever on this show and I got a letter from you, I just know I'd just be a puddle. Like, you can feel it when you're out of everything you've ever known in your life and you're on this island and you're starving to death and you're the dirtiest person in the whole wide world. Oh my God, Sue, please wash your face.
People wrote in and said that she's made comments like she was trying to use the dirt as contour. She's just full of crap with the 45 and all the things. And so I don't know what her move is there with just being filthy. I don't get it.
She even says to Caroline, it's Sue, who is a 60-year-old woman with a ton of plastic surgery. John calls her the melted Barbie doll. He's like, oh, that Barbie doll got pulled out of a fire. Like, she looks sooty. She looks like she took the machete that they used to cut up the coal in the fire and touch it to her face a bunch of times. And she actually says to Carolyn, she's like, oh, you had a little dirt on your face right there. And she, did you catch that?
No.
I was like, your whole face, you look like Pigpen.
Like I said yesterday, I wouldn't be able to stay out of the water because it would be how I feel clean or, you know, I can't imagine why she just doesn't get wet once in a while.
I know.
Clean.
What's the thing you sent me this morning about the toilet stuff?
Yeah. So, Danielle, and Reyes. She's one of the few people I actually will direct message with on Instagram and respond to. And she sent me these clips from, and I don't.
So this is Lauren.
Yeah.
Lauren Beck, I think her name is.
Yeah. So she's
from season 39. Her hair is really different. I didn't recognize her from her TikTok, but then I went and looked up shots of her on the thing. And I'm like, yes, I remember her totally. She's a girl from season 39. And she's talking. She's saying all the stuff, all the questions we had about toilet. I thought they had a place, at least a hole in the ground where they could all go and toilet paper. Because it seemed like that was the most basic thing. And they don't, it turns out.
Yeah, here's some stuff from her.
How do you go to the bathroom on Survivor? In the ocean, we call it an aqua dump. Lauren, what is an aqua dump? It's exactly what it sounds like. Dumping in the aqua, which is the ocean. You guys have to remember, we do not have access to toilet paper or anything of the sort. So you have to wonder, how are you going to clean your Now, some people do go on land. You guys want a story time? Okay, so the cameramen are not allowed to talk to you. That would be game interference, right? The only times they will talk to you is when you need to go for a confessional, which is what we call a walk, or when they're getting you guys all lined up to go to a challenge. So one day, one of the camera guys, he was so cute, they were all so cute, came up to us and was like, hey guys, so I just wanted to ask if anyone is going to defecate, could they please just do it off the trail? Apparently, they were trying to follow somebody, and one of the cameramen actually stepped in. A couple reasons why I would not go on land. Reason number one, how are you cleaning your? Reason number two, if you're using leaves, certain leaves can add irritation down there.
Oh boy.
There's no toothbrush.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. And there's more.
I like the toothbrush part too.
Okay, you want this?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
There's no floss, no toothpaste, no mouthwash, none of that. It's funny because before I played, I was like, surely they give them toothpaste, floss, soap, at the very least toilet paper, right? But no, we literally use bamboo to scrape the plaque off our teeth to make them look clean. Some people, I would have to avoid talking to them because their breath stunk so bad. I don't know if I've told you guys this before, but they give you these like electrolyte packets so you don't get dehydrated. You have to put them in your water every day. And I used to use that as mouthwash, hoping that people would smell that instead of my stank ass breath.
That's Lauren from season 39 of Survivor, clearing up any lingering doubts that we have about the bathroom and lack thereof situation on Survivor.
And it's
I didn't
long.
Think they did. I really didn't. You were
thought they did.
We asked them, and I thought, I don't think we have. I wasn't. We've done shows apart.
Yes,
so
we have.
It's possible you had talked to someone, but yeah, I don't remember them saying anything about toilet paper.
You know,
paper.
The only thing I was thinking is maybe Lex, who was on Survivor Africa, who was on very often.
That was like season two, by the way.
Yeah, it was definitely early days. It was.
I think it was season two.
Yeah, it was season two.
I thought Australia was season two. I thought
maybe.
Africa was
maybe. Maybe.
Maybe it was.
Well,
three.
Whatever. So,
but it was very early.
But I wondered actually if they had a specific place that they were told to go because they were in the wilds of Africa. Like maybe they needed to not do it in water, and they were inland. They weren't like on the coast of Africa.
The show was early days, so who knows what they were doing then. Right. But I know that a friend of mine wrote me who lives in Santa Cruz and said, Lex is still around.
Yeah, Lex actually got a stomach parasite that he battled for years from being on Survivor Africa. I actually think it's probably for the best. They do it in Fiji now, and they have for years now. They used to move it every time, so they'd have to scout a location and figure out all the stuff and get everybody there and get everybody their shots, etc. And now they do it in one location, and it does seem like I recognize sometimes they'll go to an overhead shot of where they're going to do a challenge, and I'm like, oh, that's that one spot.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing she talks about in her TikTok was feminine hygiene products. So they do have a little medical bag, and you're allowed to bring.
Oh, that's, each person is allowed to, in case you're on what, medications, or you might have your period, or
in case you, for that, and if you need supplies, they will supply you for them. But she said a lot of women will take birth control so they don't have that while they're there.
Oh my!
But she had not gotten that memo, but until afterwards. But that's something that some women do.
This same lady, Lauren, was talking about too that she literally had one pair of underwear. That you show up in the clothes you're in, and that's basically what you've got. And she was like, it was just to the point where she was taking like the hand sanitizer that apparently they do supply, and she'd like put that in the crotch of the underwear and just take it in the ocean with her, and then
that's so hang brutal.
It's so brutal. She was like, basically, you're free balling it by the end. There's just thing you can do.
I know this to be fact about myself. If you've ever seen that kid, well, we've all been kids. You've had that itchy butt feeling, and you're like, I clearly didn't take care of myself. And that's what you'd have. I would have to sacrifice a piece of clothes that would become my after bathroom
cleanliness cloth.
I'd have to.
Right.
I would have to. There's just no way I'm going to sit around being itchy.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I feel like if, back to this season, great episode last night, and I don't know if we're getting texts on that, but that's, I'm sure the people who love it when we talk about, the five people out there who love it when we talk about Survivor.
Yeah.
Yo. The thing with Sue is I'm like, I feel like if she's doing the aqua dump thing, she's at least in the water once a day. Like, why I just don't know.
There's something. Yeah, you're not going to get it. There's something going on with that lady.
I just
whether
really
it's
hope
the surgery
they address it.
And something about her skin, or she doesn't like water in general and doesn't like, you can get in the water and not get it on your face. It's possible.
That is true.
I don't know why you, I mean, I would never.
She's filthy top to bottom.
Be able to stay entirely like dry. I would just, when I see water, right. I dive all the way in.
Right. And it's so freaking beautiful there.
Yeah, I would not be dirty faced.
Like you're in Fiji. Get in there, get a little sand, scrub your little face.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's that. I'm kind of out of time, but I wanted to do just a couple things here really quickly. The New York Post is saying that Kevin Costner and Sharon Stone have got something going on. Smiling at each other and chatting in a friendly way at the Governor's Awards, I don't really think translates necessarily into a relationship. We'll have to see how this one.
I hope they do.
Well, if it makes them happy, okay. It's just that now suddenly they're both waking up to, oh, I'm in a relationship with Kevin Costner or Sharon Stone. Okay.
We've heard rumors about Sharon Stone because she married the,
Phil Bronstein?
Phil Bronstein. He was the editor of the
San Francisco Chronicle.
Yeah, the Chronicle. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was the Examiner.
It was the Examiner.
Either one. It doesn't matter. The point is she was around and there were some rumors and we've heard some stuff. But I actually like her. And I think that
in
her day, she was probably one of the most beautiful women in the world.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think that she's wonderful. I wish her
to be stunning, actually.
Right. And is pretty vocal about, I don't get anything done.
Mm-hmm.
Which there are only a few women in Hollywood who are like, yeah, I'm not doing anything. And it's hard to believe them, you know, especially if they wind up looking, oh my God. Speaking of that, I'll end with this. I wasn't going to do this here, but I looked this morning at a shot of Marissa Tomei that, how the F is this? All right, I'm going to show you this.
What?
Come over here. Come over here and look at this. And I'm going to put my finger over how old she is. How old is Marissa Tomei? Here we go. And look, I don't know what her status is as far as having work done or et cetera, but she's in a little short dress and she's doing a leg kick and she's smiling at the camera and her hair is, you know, dyed completely brown, or she doesn't have a gray hair on her head. How old is Marissa Tomei?
Well, I don't have a first of all, she's stunning.
Right? And so, she's so cute.
Every single bit of her. She kicks her leg in the air. Her leg is all of it.
The muscles
she's
look
stunning.
Great. I mean,
yes.
She is stunning.
But knowing she's been around, I have to guess that she is probably our age. She's probably 50. But what? She doesn't look it.
50 what?
50.
She is 60 years old.
Yeah, she's stunning.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
It is. It's actually incredible. I'm looking, and then I posted this up at the Sarah Vinny Facebook page. If you want to take a look, I just think that she's one of the most darling people. And I just thought, oh my God, I cannot believe that's making 60 look not quite as scary as it has in the past. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, she's making 60 look like 30 is what she's doing.
29 even. She looks great.
This lottery ticket story is unbelievable after these.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah. 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 It's Friday. I'm just going to start talking. Can't wait for the end of this forever. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. Check us out live on our free Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Public Market Emeryville. With over a dozen restaurants and bars under one roof, a robust live music program, multiple large screens to watch your favorite teams, and family-friendly activities, Public Market offers a great time for the whole family.
Nice.
Yeah!
Yeah. Okay.
What?
Sunny and 60s today. Another beautiful day. If you don't know, I'll tell you.
You probably don't. Tell me everything.
This is from the Merck News. Tsunami warning. Was it a false alarm? They say here, and if you got it, I certainly got it. I was driving down the coast towards home at the time. It was a typical sunny Thursday morning, and suddenly messages popped up on millions of cell phones across the Bay Area and Northern California. Tsunami warning. You are in danger. Move to higher ground or inland now. The rare bulletin at 10:49 a.m., came right after a 7.0 earthquake off Humboldt County coast.
Oh, 7.0.
Uh-huh.
That's amazing.
It caused police to scramble and local officials to set off the tsunami warning sirens along the coast and around the San Francisco Bay. Berkeley ordered evacuations along its waterfront. BART stopped trains, and clearly anxiety levels jumped. My exchange with the missus went like, she texted me. She knew where I was. I was driving down the coast with a surfboard in my car. What did she write? She wrote, "No surfing," and 3 exclamation marks. "Did you get the tsunami warning?" And I said, "Yeah, what happened? But I'm on the coast. I can't get news." And then I didn't hear anything. And then I got to a point where I was looking at the ocean going, "Oh my God, the surf looks so fun." So I wrote back, "Bleep, the surf looks so fun." And then I got the thumbs down from her. She was not amused.
Ha ha ha. Get out of there.
Yeah. And I did.
Yeah. Even if it was a false alarm, if that's what they wind up declaring, because it didn't seem that we had that, I felt like it was an excellent heads up. I really felt like that was a sweeping alert that we all seem to have gotten. And it made us think about, even this morning when we were talking about go bags, I'm like, well, that is something you should have right there. Maybe you even know the 3 things you need to throw into it before you get them out of there.
Yeah, I mean, this is the what that system's for.
Right.
Get people ready. Give them notice so they can decide. If they're caught now that you've warned them, sitting there watching the sea, that's on them.
What happened up north?
They say here the warning, though, was an hour later. So they didn't do it 5 minutes later. This thing went, warning went off, and then they canceled it an hour later.
Oh,
so there was a little bit of time between
where
the cancellation.
People were freaking out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know that everybody got it right. The cancellation didn't come through.
Well, it didn't come
like
through
the
with
warning
a
warning. Did right. Right. So anyway, there were no big surges or big waves. And was it a mistake? Experts are saying no. No, we did the right thing. We were safe.
Everyone was alerted.
We were being cautious.
Was there damage to
all the pictures
coast?
I saw were like, in, you know, when how they like to do the picture in the aisle of a grocery store with some stuff
yes,
off.
The, yeah.
I saw that. I didn't see anything major.
So a few things had fallen off. They got a little shaker, but it was no massive thing. And look, this is where we live. And it's great that we know that we have a warning system that works. And that we'll be at least alerted, whether we're at the dog park and refuse to leave or not.
Right.
I think he's recording something.
Or we're standing at the water line going, doesn't seem to be a problem.
I could probably go catch those fish by hand. They're just flopping around out there.
It didn't do that. That's what I'm saying. I didn't see the big pullback. And I did feel like this is probably a false alarm. But I had to go pick up my kids. And I realized, like, if I get in the, I better just go get the kids.
I was looking at text because we got one earlier today. I guess there was one on Cobb Mountain in Sonoma, 5.8 as well yesterday.
Oh, really?
So some of our Sonoma folks got shook up.
Mm. Okay. This next story is one that I saw yesterday, and then I've seen it 3 times since. It's a biggie.
Okay.
Last year, a lottery ticket sold in California and hit for $197 million.
Oh, does it say which of the lotteries? Is this Mega Millions? Is this Powerball?
This is, it looks like it's Mega Millions.
Okay.
It looks like.
So they hit. It's a winning ticket for $197 million.
And they bought the ticket in Encino, which is down, it's LA, basically, right?
Yeah. It's in the valley, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, the story goes like this. Last year, 2 tickets were sold at a gas station in Encino, California, and one hit for $395 million jackpot. But only one winner has come forward. So two winners.
Split a $390,000.
Right, that's what that is. Okay,
got it, $390 million.
So they're going to have to split the prize, so that means someone won $197 million that hasn't been claimed yet.
So someone showed up and got their $197 million.
Got their prize.
And this other person does not know that they have a winning ticket. All right, heads up, everyone.
The deadline's tomorrow.
Oh, my God!
If the winner does not come forward, this expires. So the $197 million will go to the state where it will end up at California public schools. So while I'm actually rooting for, I feel terrible for a person who bought a ticket and doesn't know, but maybe they know. We have heard people who wait to turn in their ticket. And I don't know why. I don't know what the benefit of that is.
What do you have, 6 months to claim it?
Yeah, I think you have one full year.
Okay.
Maybe
let the hubbub die down.
You all don't have a lottery plan? Like, I have a lottery plan. Like, if I win the lottery, I know exactly what I'm doing.
Well, how long are you waiting?
What are you doing?
What are you going to do?
First thing I'm doing is calling a friend of mine who's a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
The other thing while you're doing that is set up some kind of foundation so that when all the people start coming in and asking you for money, you just send them over here. Hey, we've got some money in a foundation. You can apply for it. Just, yeah, getting all that kind of stuff and ducks in a row so that, you know, you're prepared for
I was just
going
to fly on a private jet to Hawaii and make all my decisions from there.
Sounds good, too, but I'm just saying, you know, I got a little...
No, yeah. I don't have a full, like, plan and ready to, you know, enact in case I win, but I do understand
what you're saying. It's not the same as having a go bag for an earthquake.
I do understand what you're saying, and it is possible this person decided that they'll wait, but the deadline's tomorrow, so if the winner does not come forward, it expires, and the $197 million goes to the state and goes to California Public Schools.
It's in their dryer. It's in the lint. They washed it. They don't know. Ugh.
The current Mega Millions, by the way, is over $570 million. So maybe it's the time to play.
All right.
Maybe it is. All right. Plan. Oh, boy.
Got my plan.
It's very strange, though, that you'd buy a ticket and would not
wait a whole year.
Not check it.
Well, these days, everybody's got that app on their phone. You can just put it over the bar, which I'm actually like... Maybe I should hand check these numbers. The barcode could just be like, don't tell
It's
them.
One of those things I've thought about.
Yeah.
Whenever we've played as a group and we, you know, I do have the app and I've certainly, you know, you want to go, am I going to go through all these when I could just go boop? And I don't.
Yeah, you just, go boop.
And then I go, all right, well, I trust you. Why? I don't know. Because we, I guess, have blind trust over our, you know.
In a way,
technology.
It's almost better if you don't use the app, because I'm sure the app alerts someone that you have a major winner and here's their exact GPS location.
Oh, crunch.
Right? Well. I mean, maybe we should be hand-checking these tickets. Jeez Louise, between AI and drones, they're coming for you.
This next story is a doozy.
All right.
A 22-year-old man in northern Thailand fell 40 feet down an abandoned well last month and survived, but couldn't get out. I don't know about wells. I mean, I know the well that's in The Ring, the movie The Ring, where you're like, oh, well, scary.
How long do you think it'd last down there? About 7 days.
He fell in a well and couldn't get out. He started screaming for help and no one came. They heard him, though.
What?
The well is in a remote forest, and there's a small village nearby where people could hear him. Why didn't they come? Because they believe in ghosts and believe that the forest was just haunted and decided that they were not
going. So this guy's like the 100th person to fall down this well.
Here.
Oh my God. He's standing on the rotted remains of these other people who've been yelling, oh yeah, no, there's ghosts in that forest. You don't want to go out there. No. It's just repeatedly people are falling down a well because there's a well in the middle of that hiking trail. Oh my God.
More than one person says, well, we heard him, but we don't investigate because that forest is filled with ghosts, which does probably mean what you said.
Oh,
every person that falls
God.
In there and yells for help.
Screams for 7 days. So this guy died. Oh, he didn't die.
He didn't. He lived, it looks like, but...
Did he save some other hiker from falling
what do you
down
know?
There?
So, Sarah, you're a farmer.
Am I?
Aren't you?
No.
What's the deal with a well? How deep is it? If you fall in a well, forget how the space between...
Here we go. This guy will know.
The top of the well and the water, how deep is the water?
So I had, when I was a kid living on the farm, when we moved in, we had no electricity, no plumbing, so we had a well. And that's how we got our water. It depends on where the water level is, you know, where you, how deep you need to get water.
Like, but you might have water 8 feet down and it might be 14 feet deep from there.
Yeah. The one thing about wells is they're not real, like you see the ones on in movies and stuff, and they're real big and
Snow
they're
White's
brown.
Wishing well, sure, right. Right.
Most wells are really small and tight, just enough to get, you know,
a tube, right? A for tube. Your pump.
We use a water tube. Well, we actually had one that you used a rope to get tube down and pull water up, and then you had to pull water out of it's like a, instead of a bucket, it's a big long tube. But so they're real tight. So if you did fall into one of these, it's not like you can, like, you know, walk around or anything, or try to, you know, you probably would get stuck and couldn't climb out. And then the water levels are usually not, it again, it depends on how deep you dig, but you can drown in them, but more likely you're just going to get stuck.
So you could stand there. You wouldn't have to tread water for 3 days.
No.
Well, it depends like any on well what that, you hit right. down there. I mean, like, we're talking about tapping underwater, underground water. So right. it could be, I don't know, you hit water and then there's nothing but water.
You're definitely going to be cold. You're going to be wet. It's not going to be fun.
A 22-year-old man in northern Thailand fell 40 feet down an abandoned well last month and survived. He couldn't get out. He started screaming for help, and the village nearby assumed it was the ghosts in the forest.
It's just the ghosts.
Oh, the ghosts in the forest again.
Boy, they sound different every time. Sometimes they sound like a lady. Sometimes they sound like a nude. Sometimes they're a child. Sometimes they're someone old. Boy, these ghosts.
This guy was stuck in the well for 3 days before cops driving by heard his screams for help. He told them he'd started yelling only about once an hour to conserve energy, and they just were lucky they were driving by when he was screaming. It took rescuers 30 minutes to get him out. He was covered in bruises and had a closed head injury and a broken wrist.
Oh, my God.
They say they're going to seal up the well now so no more ghosts will be found in that forest.
Oh, that's good. Now the people of the village can use the no longer haunted forest. Although it is definitely haunted by all the other people who died in that well.
They say here that 61% of Americans believe in ghosts, so it's not like this is some wacky Thailand thing. Plenty of people are afraid of ghosts.
Wacky Thailand thing, though. And, you know, they wouldn't go investigate
I'll
when
tell
they
you
hear
what,
someone screaming.
If you're going to be scared of something, and I'm going to tell this to my kids, be scared of ghosts, not spiders. Spiders are not going to get you.
Why be scared of ghosts? They can't do anything to you. Unless they're a poltergeist.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean,
when
you run from a bathroom and it's a spider stuck in the bathtub that's keeping you from using it now. Like, are you kidding me? Mm. Be scared of a ghost.
No, be scared of nothing. Be scared. Have no fear.
Well, a spider, though? Come on.
Be scared of wildfires.
Yeah.
Run from those.
Yes.
Spiders? You can outrun that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys wrote. Vin, think of the well that baby Jessica fell into. I don't remember that well. Do you? I remember the story.
I thought it was like a well. Narrow tube that the child's body fell down and she was wedged down there.
Yeah.
Remember they couldn't, I thought they couldn't get down to her, and that was part of the problem. They had to put some kind of thing on her. Or did a guy get lowered in there?
No. I thought they dug in to get her.
Oh,
like,
they
had to dig to get her.
Yeah, it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
the rescue was a big deal. Yeah, I remember that. If the lottery winner, this is from 415. Damn it. I hate this text.
Oh, boy, what?
If the lottery winner is aware of the ticket, they may have decided to try and wait for their divorce to become final before collecting.
Well, I hope it becomes final today, because tomorrow is the last day.
Are you telling me you come into all this money and you can't just have that? You got to be sneaky about it and keep it from your current...
No, sometimes you hate someone. Let me ask you a question. If you did that and you claimed your lottery ticket that you bought 6 months before, a year before, the day after your divorce was finalized, could your ex sue you for half that money?
Yeah.
Right?
I would think that...
So you'd have to keep it quiet. You have to move to Hawaii immediately.
You couldn't. I mean, maybe if you didn't have kids, you could disappear. But the reality is that person's eventually going to find out you hit the lottery. And all they got to do is look at the dates and go, half that money's mine.
Mm.
You loser.
Yeah, as long as you acquired it during the marriage.
But I didn't. I waited until the day after. I found the ticket. I didn't even know I had it.
Mm.
Found it. Are you kidding me? You think I would have waited until the last day? The day after my divorce was finalized? What, are you crazy?
Half of $197 million isn't enough for you? I mean, come on.
Well, after taxes and lump sum, I mean, that's, you know.
Okay, figure it out. Do quick, off the top of your head, math.
All right, half of that. Goes, so 100, so now we're down to $100 million.
And then half of that.
And now we got to, and lump sum. So lump sum is probably, you should see what one, if you win $197 million, what is the lump sum that you would take? Because I think it's, I think
even
that's 100 million.
Even if you walk with 10 million each, you're set for life.
Yeah,
there.
But I could have had 20 million. So I don't want to split the money.
I would. You'd be fretting the whole time that someone's going to catch you.
Or that your house is going to burn down. I mean, that's, I'd be like, I'm definitely going to sleepwalk and tear that ticket out in my sleep. Like, obviously, I'm my own worst enemy.
Ay, ay, ay. I'm out of time, though. What's coming up in the trash?
2024. It's got some winners. It's got some losers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.